Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Scorched Continent by Megan E. O'Keefe. Narrated by Terrence Aselford. With performances by Chris Gennebach, Alyssa Wilmoth, David Jordan, Dawn Ursula, Colleen Delaney, Christopher Walker, Kimberly Gilbert, Nora Ashrati, Lily Beacon, Terrence Aselford, Sasha Olenek, Nanette Savard, Yasmin Toison, Scott McCormick, Bradley Smith, Jacob Yeh, Lynette Rothnum, Chris Stinson, Ken Jackson, Richard Rowan, Michael John Casey, Carolyn Kashner, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, and Dylan Lynch. The Scorched Continent, Book 1, Steal the Sky. It was a pretty nice burlap sack. Not the best he'd had the pleasure of inhabiting, not by a long shot, but it wasn't bad either. The jute was smooth and woven tight, not letting in an inkling of light or location. And the joints of the chair he was tied to were solid, and the knots on his ropes well tied, which was a shame. Someone yanked the bag off. As he blinked in the light, the blurry face of his visitor resolved into an assemblage of hard, almond-brown planes with sandy hair scraped back into a tight professional plait. Ripka. Funny, she looked taller than the last time he'd seen her. He gave her a stupid grin because he knew she hated it.
Deaton Honding, I thought I told you to stay well clear of Aransa.
I think you'll find I've been doing my very best to honor your request, Watch Captain. I'm a paragon of lawfulness, a beacon for the truthful, honesty incarnate.
Really? Then why did my men find you card-sharking in the Blasted Rock Inn?
Card-sharking? I don't even know what that is. What's a shark? Sounds dangerous.
Deaton took in his surroundings. The room was simple. Not a stick of furniture in it aside from his own chair and the corner of a desk peeking out from around the eclipsing curve of the watch captain. By the color of the warm light, he guessed there weren't any windows hiding behind him, just clean oil lamps. The floor was hard-packed dirt, the walls unyielding yellowstone. He was in the watch's station house, halfway up the levels of the stepped city of Aransa. Ripka sat behind what he supposed must be her desk. No books, no trinkets, not the slightest hint of personality. Just a neat stack of papers with a polished pen laid beside it. Definitely Ripka's. Keeping one stern eye on him, she pulled a folder from the stack of papers and splayed it open against the desk. Deaton saw his family crest scribbled on the front in basic, hasty lines. He'd seen that folder only once before, the first time he'd blown through Aransa, and it hadn't had anything nice to say about him then. Her eyes skimmed over all the details she'd collected of his life.
Let's see now. Last time you were here, Honding, you and your little friend, Tibble, unlawfully imprisoned Watcher Bench, distributed false payment, stole personal property from the family Erst, and disrupted the peace of the entire fourth level.
All a terrible misunderstanding, I assume.
I can't hold you on any of this. Bench and the Erst have withdrawn their complaints, and your fake grains have long since disappeared. But none of that means I can't kick your sorry hide out of my city, understand? You're the last person I need around here right now. I don't know why you washed up on my sands, but I'll give you until the night to shove off again.
I'd be happy to oblige, Captain, but my flyer's busted, and it'll be a few good turns before she's airworthy again. But don't you worry. Tibbs is working on getting it fixed up right.
Still dragging around Tibble? Should have known. You've got him worshipping your shadow, and it's going to get him killed someday. What's wrong with the flyer?
Punctured a buoyancy sack somewhere over the fireline ridge. Lucky for us, I'm a mighty fine captain myself. Otherwise, we'd be tits up in the Blackwash right about now.
Really? Fireline? Nothing but a bunch of upper crusts, taking tours of the Selium mines and dipping in at the salt baths over there. So just what in the sweet skies were you doing up there?
For just a moment, his senses reached out. There was a small source of Selium, the gas that elevated airships.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?